This is The World. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Katie Clark. You may have heard the parable of the Good Samaritan. According to the story in the New Testament, the Good Samaritan was the guy who helped out a Jewish traveler found beaten on the side of the road. 2,000 years later, the Samaritans are still around. They're one of the oldest and tiniest religious minorities in the Holy Land. Their community is split between Israel and the Palestinian territories. As Jews celebrate Passover this week, Samaritans are celebrating also in their own way. Reporter Daniel Estrin witnessed their Passover ceremony in the West Bank.
The sun is about to set over the hills of Samaria, deep in the heart of the West Bank. On the top of one hill, young boys and their fathers are dragging 50 very nervous sheep to the center of the village.
For us, this is a great event and happy event. But from the other side, it's very, very sad festival for the sheep.
Benjamin Tzedaka is a Samaritan elder with a white mustache, a sense of humor, and a deep devotion to his tradition.
We are just fulfilling the commandment of the Almighty, like it is written in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, 13, 14, and 15.
And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron in Egypt, I'm paraphrasing here, tell the Israelites that each family is to take a lamb, and on the 14th of the month Nisan, they must slaughter the lambs at dusk, and they shall eat the flesh that night in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. This community says it's been reenacting the biblical Exodus every single year since the Israelites left Egypt and entered the Promised Land, exactly 3,647 years ago, according to the Samaritan calendar. As dusk falls, men cut the lamb's throats and smear a bit of blood onto everyone's foreheads. Everyone claps. The inner parts of the animal are burned, the lambs are roasted, and a few hours later, the community feasts, just like the Bible commands.
It is not Charlton Heston, the Cecil B. DeMille Ten Commandments movie. It is the real thing.
But what exactly is the real thing, and who are the real heirs to the biblical tradition, has been the subject of debate for centuries. Both Jews and Samaritans claim they descend from the biblical tribes of Israel, but there's one major difference. The ancient Jews offered their Passover sacrifice in Jerusalem. But Samaritans say God's chosen holy site isn't Jerusalem. It's Mount Gerizim in biblical Samaria, what is today the northern West Bank. Unlike Jews, they still reenact the Passover sacrifice. During the time of Jesus, these theological differences made Samaritans and Jews bitter enemies. And in the late 80s, during the first Palestinian Intifada, the Samaritan community in the Palestinian city of Nablus feared persecution and fled their homes. But today, says Elder Benjamin Tzedaka, both Israelis and Palestinians want to be the Samaritans' best friends.
The Samaritans became the only entity in the Middle East that respected by Arabs and Jews. And actually, they are making competition who will come to visit the Samaritans.
Who came to visit this year for the Passover sacrifice? People who usually don't mix. The Palestinian mayor of Nablus sat near a prominent head of the Jewish settlers movement. Israeli medics and Palestinian firefighters stood by the fire pits in case of injury. Palestinian police and Israeli army commanders shook hands. Jewish settlers and Palestinians and tourists from around the world were all there for a glimpse of this small community.
I think it's fantastic that there's such a multicultural diversity here in Israel.
Ilan Ben-Sion is an American immigrant serving in the Israeli army who was moved by the motley crew of visitors.
I think it's great that despite all the conflict that's been going on, particularly in this area, that things like this can still happen. And, you know, just in this sacred space, as they like to call it, people can mingle here peacefully.
Nearby stood Palestinian filmmaker Diana Alzir.
I'd have to say that this is like the only place where I would actually be in the same, let's say, neighborhood with settlers, Israelis, Palestinians, Palestinian security forces, Israeli security forces, and nobody's like trying to show their authority or like a power over you.
What do you think about that?
It's confusing.
The Samaritan community itself is also confusing. There are only about 750 of them. About half live in an Israeli town near Tel Aviv, speak Hebrew, and serve in the Israeli army. The other half are Arabic speakers who live here in the West Bank. They send their kids to Palestinian schools, and some even work in the Palestinian Authority government. And yet, the Israeli and Palestinian Samaritans gather together on festivals like this, as one community. Politicians on both sides seek to curry favor with the Samaritans as a way to stake their own claims to the Holy Land. Israelis see them as living proof of Jews' ancient roots, while Palestinians emphasize their centuries-old relations with the community as proof of their historical connections to this land. The Samaritans, for their part, say they don't pick sides. Tzedakah says they often host Palestinian and Israeli community leaders together on their holy mountain.
And they feel free to come here and speak about peace and also opening themselves to the Samaritan issue, which is the most important for us, because we see any activity as ensuring the existence of the community long time ahead.
There were 1.5 million Samaritans in the 5th century. 100 years ago, there were only 146. The community wanted to prevent inbreeding and to boost their numbers, so the high priest started allowing men to marry non-Samaritan women. Tzedakah's grandfather was the first Samaritan to marry outside of the community. And last year on Passover, for the first time, the high priest took another bold step. He welcomed a single mom and her 4 kids into the fold as individuals, without marrying in.
Let me introduce you to Sharon. Sharon, come in here.
Sharon Sullivan grew up as a non-practicing Catholic in Michigan. She admits that some in the community are still getting used to them.
There's a little bit of surprise on their part. What are these Americans going to be able to do here? And then I see sometimes they laugh and they're surprised when they hear my kids reading in ancient Hebrew.
This tiny community may be holding on to its most ancient customs, but it's also adopting new ones too, like welcoming outsiders like Sharon. Samaritan elder Benjamin Tzedakah says with a smile that he hopes, little by little, the Holy Land's oldest and smallest religious community will someday number 1 million again. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Mount Gerizim in the West Bank.